Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for the greatness of your love that has moved in sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you became sin so that we can be righteous and that we can now be a part of the kingdom in the Spirit, in righteousness, peace, and joy. Thank you, Lord, for you giving us that which is right for this day and every day so that we can be at peace with you, be at peace with ourselves, and be at peace with our partners and our neighbors and the world around us, Lord, because we are partaking of that joy of salvation which were you rejoicing in, and where we find our true name. Thank you, Lord, that we're serving you in this way, in the Spirit, in the kingdom, Lord, pleasing to you and also pleasing to mankind out there. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Romans 15, verse 1 to 6. Those of us who are strong and able in the faith need to step in and lend a hand to those who falter, and not just do what is most convenient for us. Strength is for service, not status. Each one of us need to look after the good of the people around us, asking ourselves, how can I help? That's exactly what Jesus did. He didn't make it easy for himself by avoiding people's troubles, but waded right in and helped out. I took on the troubles of the troubled, is the way Scripture puts it. Even if it was written in Scripture long ago, you can be sure it's written for us. God wants the combination of his steady, constant calling and warm personal counsel in Scripture to come to characterize us, keeping us alert for whatever he will do next. May our dependably, steady, and warmly personal God develop maturity in you so that you get along with each other as well as Jesus gets along with us all. Then we'll be a choir, not our voices only, but our very lives, singing in harmony in a stunning anthem to the God and Father of our Master Jesus.
Hallelujah. When you just read this, it's like a tall order. But when you perceive God has called you into this, God has called you out of darkness, out of sin, into this. And so this is something that his heart and his power, and it's his will to bring it to pass in each and every one of our lives. So it's just about staying in tune with God, because as we look to him and as we draw from him, we are now not alone. We drawing from the kingdom. That's righteousness, that brings peace and brings joy. And that joy is the joy of the Lord. And the joy of the Lord is in that his children have the joy of their salvation. And the joy of their salvation, the joy of our salvation, is our unique story, our name written in heaven. So it's about just understanding this. I think of Romans chapter 6. He says, when we've come to understand the standard of teaching that we were servants of sin and now we are servants of righteousness, all through the love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that has done everything, has given us everything pertaining to life and godliness, that's when we can arise and shine. And as last week's reading, we can be pleasing to God and pleasing to mankind out there. So it's about staying in the family, walking in the footsteps of Jesus, in the leading and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.